Ziggy, I'm fine. And to keep the Della in lying, cause we soon go now we are.
Good evening, Dominican University, and all those listening worldwide. This is Study Time with DJ KP live on the mic at radio.dominican.edu. It's currently 6.02 p.m. I have a guest on tonight, like I usually do. It's a second-time guest, or third-time guest. Matt, say hello.
How's it going, everybody?
And today is my last show, but there's hope for the future, because I thought that last week was going to be my last show, but I decided to do one more, not so much for the extra credit, but just because I've enjoyed doing it. It's been fun. And I've already started thinking up names for maybe next semester, possibly next year, that I want to talk a little bit about on the show. And like usual, we're going to be going over studying tips and the usual to start off. I want to talk a little bit about
Muir Woods.
Muir Woods. Yesterday was my birthday, 19th birthday. It's a pretty good day. And Matt was nice enough to take me, Lily, and Brian to Muir Woods as the sun set. And the road was very winding. And Matt can give a little bit more of a first-hand account of what it was like to drive on that road, because we all had no idea what we were getting into. And it was funny because we didn't even get into the park, but it actually turned out to be a lot of fun. So take it away, Matt.
Yeah, so I don't think any of us have been to Muir Woods before, have we? Or at least nobody's
driven there.
I did,
but when I was really young, so I didn't remember.
So nobody's driven through Muir Woods, and I've definitely never been on a road that windy before. So, and I drive a truck.
Yeah, your four-door Tacoma kind of raised up and everything.
Yeah, with a lift on it. So it was basically taking up the whole road there and just hugging a cliff the entire time. So
there was points where we drove up and I said, Matt, stop. And he'd stop and I'd look over the side of the cliff at just the beautiful Marin headlands that I didn't know how barren it was, especially next to the coast, which is really interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a really nice view, but I was trying to enjoy the view and not drive off of a hill and crash. So, you know, I didn't get to enjoy it as much as you guys. But
I got to see the beautiful sunset.
Yeah, no, that was really nice. I saw that, but, you know, it was the sunset of the road. Which do I look at here, really?
Yeah. It is funny. We get down there, and it's pitch black, which is unfortunate because I didn't want to see the park, but it was closed.
Yeah.
So we drove a little bit longer and then realized we're in the middle of nowhere, and Lily started getting visions of American Horror Story Roanoke, which is horror TV show based in the woods. So we turned around and got out of there.
Oh, yeah, we after that one, we got out there pretty fast.
And then emerged at the top to see the once-in-a-century, I don't know what it is, moon.
Yeah,
that's,
I think
really
it's
close to Earth.
Supposed to be the closest. It's going to be in like 70 years, something along those that.
It looked like it was the sun rising when we came over.
Yeah,
I thought we had driven the other way and come up to the top of this hill and saw the sun rising, which is really interesting. Pulled up, had some people yell at us because they don't like headlights on cars or something. Dismissed that.
Yeah, those people were just waste of time.
And got some cool pictures. Went kind of off into the brush. Met some homeless people who snuck up behind me and Brian as I was taking photos. Created a bond and enjoyed the moon.
Yeah, no, it was definitely one of the cooler sights I've seen in a while.
And pretty much after that, went back. I got dropped off. Me and Lily had a good Italian dinner, and that pretty much capped off my birthday. So
yeah, everybody gets a Tomatina. That's where you went, right?
Yeah, I actually forgot what it was called.
I think it's called Tomatina.
And it's Italian food, right?
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening and wants a good restaurant to go to and something good to eat, go to Tomatina.
If you're ever getting tired of Cal, get over to Tomatina.
Yeah, and I would suggest getting the fettuccine pasta.
It's always a good choice.
And the personal pizza is actually a lot bigger than you might think, so pick that up too.
Nice.
So on to the more study-related aspects of the show. I want to talk a little bit about preparing for finals again, like we did with Brian 2 weeks ago. And we're really getting close now, and I think we have a little bit more information on what to tell everyone.
Yeah, I would say just really get all the dates from your professors on when finals are going to be, because if you don't know the day or of every final, you know, when to study for which one's coming up soonest and everything like that, get your final scheduled as soon. I know you can go, what is it? I believe you go on, is it Moodle to get that? Or I know there's a full schedule.
What are you talking
to see for the schedule of finals of when it's going to be?
I don't know if you can see it on Moodle. I feel like you just have to talk to your professor.
You can see it on something. No, because my professor, actually last class that I just had in expository writing, pulled up the entire schedule for finals.
From your class or Moodle. But do the professors have to specifically put that into Moodle to get that?
No, it might have been self-service too, honestly.
Okay.
But I know there's a full schedule somewhere that you can see.
So if they want to get that,
they can. Yeah, so just find out when all your classes are going to have the final day.
Because mm-hmm, that's important.
Be prepared
and
for that.
Find out if they are even having a final, because some classes don't have finals.
I know.
I learned today, I actually got hit by a curveball today in my English class. We've only do writing for our papers.
Really?
Writing papers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he said today that we have a final. And
really?
It's going to be an editing exercise. So we've been writing all these papers, and now we're going to have an editing exercise to cap off the year.
Okay. Because for my... for my English class, we don't have a final. We just meet about a final paper that we're writing right now. We just started
so your
today
final
writing.
Is writing the paper. That's what I thought.
So
it was
we write
be.
The paper and then we meet in class and have a discussion. But there's no actual final of like, oh, here's 100 questions. Do this now.
Not like
in
multiple
class.
Choice.
No, nothing like that. I don't have anything for my history class either. There's also no final
for big history.
Not for big history. For a
for your
my
major.
U.S. history class.
Mm-hmm.
For my major, there's no final for that either.
Yeah, but it seems that mostly the general ed have the finals. Maybe not so much the your history major, but my communications major.
Yeah.
We're doing one for intro to mass communications with my professor Brad.
Okay.
So it kind of just depends on what those professors want to do, as opposed to the general ed seems like they all have to do it.
Yeah, for my intro to history class... It ended a few weeks ago, but all we did for the final was, I've talked about this before on the show, that PowerPoint for Alcatraz that I was talking about.
Yeah.
That was the final.
Well, we talked about did you relate it to the Civil War and how it was used, or?
Yeah.
What did you learn about that? Because I think some people are probably interested.
Yeah, so I learned that it was a Civil War base previously, before it was a federal penitentiary, and just how many, there was a lot of cannons there, and it was used basically for protection of the bay.
Of the bay.
But
the
it was, you know, but a shot was never fired and it just was never really used for that because nobody attacked that area, I guess, just because the cannons were never fired.
Yeah.
Ever. So then
I
they
really
turned
don't see the strategic importance of that because considering all the battles were fought on the East Coast and in the South, I don't see why they would need that. But I guess California felt threatened.
I mean, yeah, at
the
time...
The only coastal attack route would... They would have to go all the way around from the East Coast to get over there.
Yeah.
So...
I guess at the time, they were just really worried about any attack anywhere and just built it because...
That surprises me because I would assume that most bunkers are made during... Or a little before World War One, or in that time period because, like I said on that one show, they made a lot of bunkers... Even along the coast where I come from, back in Los Angeles and San Pedro, and closer to Palos Verdes, they would build bunkers for protection from naval attack from the Japanese, specifically.
Yeah. Well, I think they realized it later, because the original plan was to have Alcatraz and two other points of forts. I think it was Fort Point.
Fort Point by the Golden Gate,
right? Fort Point and Lime Point were also supposed to be fortresses with a lot of gun batteries and cannons, and... They ended up not doing that because I think they realized.
They realized.
That it really wasn't helping and nobody was going to come attack there, so.
But did you find out if they used them for World War II at all? Did they get re-outfitted for that time or did it stay at jail?
I think it was... Well, I know it was closed for a while too because they made it a military prison after the fortress for the Civil War, and then pretty sure it closed for a while. Then the didn't Native Americans go there for a little bit too and kind of take it over? At some point they did.
Some sort of historical. I just know that a lot of mob leaders were put in Alcatraz.
Yeah.
So I assume that it stayed. What have you. Yeah, I assume that it stayed a prison throughout World War II.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Even though I feel like in that short period from 1939 to 1945 during World War II, that they would outfit it with guns or something just because of the threat that the Japanese imposed. They would want to strategically take the San Francisco Harbor, L.A. Harbor.
Yeah, it would make sense, but I never read anything in my research about it. I only saw it as three things: a military fortress for the Civil War, then the military prison, and then a federal penitentiary. That's all I ever saw that it was in the research I did.
Okay. So that went well?
Yeah, it went well.
Have you not gotten your grade back? Or?
I haven't gotten my grade. I've been trying to find my... He's actually my advisor, too, like I said before, and I've been trying to find him, because you have to get your grade from him. You have to go to his office, but I've been there like five times.
And
he's
you
never,
met with him
he's never there.
He's your academic advisor, you said, so you got to meet with him and go over your schedule and everything, which helps.
Yeah, I met with him and got over my schedule, and I actually got to register today, since I'm an athlete, and it's the same as you.
Yeah, I got to register today
so
as well.
My classes are all set, which is good.
I heard a lot of horror stories about registering, which was interesting to me. They said it would crash or the internet would go out. I don't think we had to experience that quite yet. I feel
the same thing.
The time when we registered would have been the most heavy traffic because it was juniors and athletes, but I didn't have any trouble. I registered over at the benches just after my English class.
Yeah, but I went right at 9 a.m., so I think that's when the majority of it was, because mine did.
Yours crashed. Okay, tell me how it went for you, because mine was easy. It went right through.
So what I did was, I was told this from a friend, to use my phone for it and turn off the Wi-Fi, because the Wi-Fi did go down.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I wasn't using my laptop. I had that open to self-service as well, but I put it through on my phone and turned off the Wi-Fi so I could get that through, and then all my classes went through on my phone.
So you used your 4G?
Yeah, the LTE and the data plan to get it through, and just my laptop was still way behind and slow. So my phone had already put it through, and my laptop was still saying.
That's good. And you had it all in your cart ready to go.
Yeah.
When I went on, my problem was I thought I had it all ready to go. When I opened my cart, I realized that two classes were at the same time conflicting.
Oh.
And complexity happened where I had to go in and figure out what would work with this, what would work with that, what would work with this class. And it ended up changing my whole schedule around by the time I was done.
Yeah.
Which really threw me off. And that's why it's important to get it right the first time with the academic advisor and go over it again.
Yeah, I went over it a few times on my own as well,
just
to make sure all the times didn't conflict and it was everything I needed
out
of my classes for the next semester.
The one takeaway that I got, which I'm happy about, is that my morning classes started at 10:50 instead of 9:25.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I get to sleep in a little bit more. I've been having trouble getting up sometimes.
Yeah,
on days.
A few times.
Because I like getting breakfast.
Yeah.
But the sleep's really important to me.
No, sleep's definitely important for anybody, too. Just to get rest. And, you know, that's another important thing for studying, too. If you're studying and you just, for a final, whatever it may be, and you're just feeling really tired, and you know, it's better to take a break and get some rest, take a nap
We've
or whatever.
Stressed throughout previous shows, just taking breaks. We've given a lot of good stress relievers for anyone. If this is your first time listening, make sure you go back to radio.dominican.edu, go into the shows under DJKP, and you can look at all of our previous shows, the ones that Matt's been on or other guests that I've had, and we give a lot of good stress relievers for anyone who needs those, who are going through difficult times right now, because right now is a very difficult time, going through all these majors.
Definitely.
Figuring out your classes, figuring out your finals.
Making your schedules, finals, and
it's
all of that.
It's tough.
And they're piling on work still. Professors
are
all piling on a lot of work, essays.
Yes.
For me personally, I just had to write my big history essay, rough draft.
Yeah.
So you saw me doing that. I was up for three nights doing that. That took a while.
I'm working on the same thing. Luckily, my professor, Craig Singleton, we've been working on it for a while, and we kind of turn it in increments.
Yeah,
which are also
we did too. We did the first installment.
Rushed, right?
Yeah, we were going to do a first installment and a second. And then my professor said, after the first installment, he just canceled the second installment and told us to do a rough draft
just
instead.
Just get it done.
So,
I don't like that.
No, I didn't like it either. I would have rather had a second installment. It would have made it much easier for me and I think a lot of other people, but you know, the professor's class, I'm not teaching, so.
Yeah, you're not the teacher.
An assignment's an assignment, you know.
Everyone has their own ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Some I prefer more than others without saying names, but.
Yeah, I don't know why he changed the plan, because he originally planned to do two installments separately and just canceled that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Well, going off of that, which is a good starting point, is I want to talk about personal stories of the week. This kind of segment that you've been a part of before.
Yeah.
That I go over at the beginning of the show. And I'll start with my personal story, which was actually a good story for once. I've usually gone over bad stories, but I want to talk about recently, earlier today, I took advantage of going to the library for my math class. And I'm really trying to shoot for an A to end with in that math class.
Yeah.
And math's been one of my worst subjects. So I wanted to take advantage. I didn't know how to do the homework specifically.
Yeah.
I had a lot of just question marks, and I said, I can't turn this in. If it was high school, I would have turned that in. Mm-hmm. And my teacher would have given me 100% because they don't care.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
It's not high school
And that
anymore,
didn't make me better because I would turn in my papers, and I would just write... I don't know if you've done the same thing, but I guarantee you people listening who've been in math classes have done problems wrong and have gotten 100%, and they keep doing it wrong because they know they're going to get 100%.
Yeah,
and for me, my teacher's gone through and it's graded everything, and it fixed me right off the beginning because I was doing it wrong. She didn't give me credit for the homework, and I went, shoot, great. Yeah. Now I have to do it right. You know? Yeah. And then it really benefited me because my first test I did got a B. Second test I did got an A. After I started doing the homework right.
Yeah, well, you know, in the long run, that's really going to help you, and that's a good teacher. That's what you want in a teacher,
who will
generally.
Stay with
it
you.
Might be more work, but in the long run, it's going to be worth it for you.
Yeah,
for
helps
tests
me as a
and
student.
Everything.
I mean, professors, this is their life.
Yeah.
Being at work and being with students, you got to love what you want to do. And if they put in that extra work, I really, really appreciate that because not all professors want to do it. They want to go home or.
Yeah.
Get back to their families. I understand that, but the ones who do stick around, I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, no, those ones are definitely not as easy to find anymore. But when you do, it's definitely great when you do find them. That they're gonna put in the extra work for you, so you feel like you can put the extra work in for them.
Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get your personal story, and then we're gonna take our first break after that and play some Towns Van Zandt, most likely, or whatever I feel like.
My personal story was met with my big history teacher on Monday about my rough draft, and we just went over that and the things I could work on, but I was really happy to hear that he enjoyed my essay and liked it a lot, and most of the changes I have to make are really minor changes and nothing too big, so I was really happy to hear that and a big stress reliever for sure, hearing that my essay went well after all the work I had put in for it.
It was just a sense of relief that gave you that stress relief. Getting your work done can be a stress reliever because that helps you get
getting
the
your work
of the
done and then hearing your professor thinks your work is good definitely helps a lot of the stress go away.
At this time, thank you for that personal story.
Yeah.
I'm going to be taking our first break here at Study Time with DJ KP, Matt on the mic. This is live currently at 6:19 p.m. I'm going to play Poncho and Lefty, one of Town Van Zandt's most popular song. I hope you all enjoy it. Stay tuned. This is radio.dominican.edu.
Living on the road, my friend, what's going to keep you free and clean? Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Well, Poncho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feed. But Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. Oh, but that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. And Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Oh, there ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose. Well, the poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few great federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
DJKP back on the mic with Matt. This is study time. It's currently 6:23 p.m. Recent song I just played for you, Poncho and Lefty, Towns Van Zandt. A good song for unwinding, being calm. As I talked in my first show about listening to music that helps you absorb what you're working on, you don't want to listen to heavy metal, Slayer, hip-hop, whatever you may prefer, because that can be really distracting. Makes you want to jump up and down. You got to focus on your work. From this section, you want to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving plans and what you're planning on doing. So what is that, Matt?
Yeah, so I'm going to go home and see my family. It's been a while since I've seen everybody. You know, I've seen certain ones a little bit here and there. Family has come up and visited me, but I haven't seen my whole family and all gotten together in a long time. So, and it'll be good to get some homemade meals for sure.
Turkey. Turkey and gravy.
Mashed potatoes, bro.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Hallelujah.
That'll be the savior.
It's the best.
That's going to be the savior right there.
It's funny because I feel like I left yesterday from home. I don't know what it is. Time just goes really, really fast for me.
Yeah.
When I was in that first couple weeks, it dragged on forever.
Yeah.
And now, mid-October, it just
you know, it started.
It's over.
Really
I can't
going
even
by.
Believe that it's November 15th.
It's
that
crazy,
fast.
Man. You know, we registered for classes next semester today.
Think
about that. That's
well,
pretty
that
crazy.
Means the school year's already halfway over.
I know.
I wonder
that's
what it's
pretty
like
crazy,
to be,
man.
Be old and have. Your days must feel like seconds when you're old. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. High school
well, I guess
never
we are
was
old. I mean, 19. I'm pretty old now.
Yeah. And I still got you for a little bit. January 8th. I won't be 19 until then, so.
Yeah.
I'm young for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, my Thanksgiving plans are to fly back home to Los Angeles, see my mom and my friends, see my dad as well, catch up with my sisters.
Nice.
And have a good dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely go surfing.
Yeah.
which is something I want to talk a little bit about for my next show. My plans I'm thinking about for either next semester or whenever I'm taking radio again is in the RV with DJ KP. And it's funny because I had an RV back home where we would shape surfboards in and keep our wetsuits in, and we would play music and jam in this RV. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. But that was kind of our base of operations for going surfing and just kind of an interlude for anyone who's enjoyed this show. That's what I'm going to be doing. And it's going to be on surfing, mostly the equipment that we use, surf forecast, what's going on around the bay, NorCal, with some good places to go, depending on what level you are, if you're intermediate, beginner, advanced. You have all sorts of spots around here. Closest one is Rodeo Beach to here, Fort Cronkite. You got Stinson Beach. I have all the shark attack information, water temperatures, swell directions, everything that any surfers that may be interested in listening to or anyone who wants to get into the sport is interested in listening to. I have all that for you and much more if you are interested in keeping up with the show. And if I do it, if I'm still around in radio, because this is my last show today. I made a really dramatic sign off last show because I thought that was my last one, but Stu gave the green light that we could do another show for extra credit. I said, what the heck, why not? Go in and do it. And it's funny, Lily was my guest last show, or DJ LV.
Oh, yeah.
Which we gave her. And it was the most dramatic sign-off I think I've ever had.
Really?
I played it wasn't that dramatic, but the music that I played was about a fox leaving its home and me talking about, my fans. And
oh, man. Well,
all this stuff.
Whenever Lily's there, it gets 10
dramatic.
Times more dramatic.
Me and Lily together are the most dramatic duo of all time. So.
Pretty much, I would have to say. But hey, that's what makes it fun.
That's why I had to bring you on for the actual last one. You gotta calm me down. Keep me restrained.
I'll do my best, man. I don't know.
But off from that, luckily, we have 30 more minutes to give some of our last remaining study tips, some of our last remaining stress relievers, cool places to go. I want to start off talking about the fire trail, which unfortunately I still haven't gotten to go on.
You haven't been up there yet, man?
And you probably have.
I've been up there twice.
You've been up there for cross country. So,
I just went up there Monday night, actually.
So that's one of the coolest places that I've heard from students. Get a good view, hang out, run, get away from it all, kind of get out in nature. So you want to tell the people a little bit about that spot?
Yeah, well, definitely I recommend if you do go up Fire Trail, don't wimp out. Go all the way to the top,
or
else you're
going to
really miss out.
Is it steep?
Depends which way you go. Okay. You know, obviously if you go off the trail, it's going to be steeper because you're going up the side of a hill. But stay on the trail, you'll be fine. Bring your hiking shoes for sure.
Yeah, what kind of shoes do you need?
I wear running shoes when I go, just some Nikes, whatever.
Okay.
You know, not Vans, obviously.
Is there a lot of logs and dense in the trail?
There's some rocks, but not logs, really.
It's nothing.
I mean, surrounded by trees.
If you're an experienced hiker and you've been up there before, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
A lot of the Dominican students probably haven't gone hiking very much.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to the top because those are some of the most amazing views I've ever seen. You know, we were talking about picture-worthy views earlier with Mira Woods.
Yeah,
Fire Trail has those, too.
I might have to go up there tomorrow and get a cool picture.
You should definitely
check it out. What can you see? All of Santa Fe?
You know, you see the whole city and
North Bay.
Obviously, you see the moon pretty good right now. But that's all there. I was actually, there's one spot that I'll have to show you if you go up. It's a little off the way on the side, but you see all of Santa Fe and you can see the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge together.
At the same
place
Oakland
from where that spot
Richmond
I was looking
Bridge?
At. Oakland.
Oakland Bridge, really?
Yeah.
And is the Richmond Bridge blocked from there?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, you can see all of SF.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So you can see. Okay. Well, SF's covered by the fog, but you can see the bridge for sure.
You just got to go when it's not a foggy day. I think tomorrow might be pretty clear.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Well, I went at night, too.
Okay. A lot of people that I knew up here previously would say that they never see SF. And I found that kind of funny because the fog always rolls in, but I've seen SF pretty much every day. I haven't had a day where I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly at night, you know, the fog rolls in a lot, too.
Yeah.
Mornings and nights, you can barely see anything.
But the afternoons are usually clear.
Yeah. By that time, it should clear
And then you can
up.
Get the whole spectacle of the city lights and the architecture that's protruding from the little peninsula almost out there. It's a really cool city. I enjoy going in there. As we talked about on our previous shows about taking the ferry in from Larkspur Landing, the Golden Gate Ferry.
Yeah.
And the cool things that you could just do once you get there.
Yeah, the ferry is really convenient for people here.
If so, what am I going to be doing
this weekend? Haven't taken the ferry. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, I can't get the $5 ferry tickets anymore because I'm 19.
Damn, man. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I can't spend $11 at a ferry crossing.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't do that. Then it gets inconvenient. Yeah. $22 a day instead of 10.
Yeah.
That's twice the price. That's more than twice the price.
Yeah, that's a lot. I don't know.
I'm going to take my friends over, though. They're coming up this weekend for a trip.
Yeah, you talked about that a little bit.
Definitely, that's a good idea for anyone who's listening who has family coming up or friends coming up you want something to do. You can always go down to the ferry and shuttle them across and spend a day in the city. It is fun. See what there is to do there.
There's a lot
Make sure
of
you figure
do.
Out the bus routes and the BART system because driving a car in there is too much of a hassle.
Yeah, it's definitely not. There's just too much traffic on the roads
in
the city.
Drive a car
you can't get anywhere.
Especially a big car. I mean, if you have a Mini Cooper or something, you're probably okay, but I mean, you're not going to go in with your truck. Or,
no way.
I don't know if you're... Have you already gone in with your truck or no?
No.
Yeah, I would.
We usually take...
It.
If we go to the city, we'll take my dad's car, and he drives the Ford Explorer.
Yeah.
So it's still bigger than a normal... Than a small car, but it's more normal-sized. It's
for
not lifted or
around,
anything crazy, so you can maneuver better.
I did take an Uber last time I was there from Richmond to the Mission District,
mm-hmm.
and... Just watching his driving skills, I knew he was obviously from there. He could really dart in and out of traffic, and it was just too stressful for me to even... I just didn't even want to watch.
Yeah.
It's gnarly.
I mean, that's... I guess that's why they're Uber drivers, though. They obviously know what they're doing. They drive
they get
every
a lot
day.
Of experience.
They
he
drive every day.
So. He drove a Prius.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a more compact car for
getting
around.
Yeah, it's
kind of
smaller, too.
But for anyone listening, if you have a big car, a lot of... The cars are very varied around here.
Yeah.
There's small cars, big cars, but some of those 4Runners and other cars that I see probably are going to have a tough time. Parking, specifically, because when you get in there, you don't think about parking. You're just thinking about getting in, and when you reach your destination, whether it's Haight-Ashbury Street or the Golden Gate Park, Ocean Beach is the only place I've seen with decent parking, decent parking there, but the other places don't really have it.
No, I haven't seen a place
Forget
to park there.
Parking
they
on
all,
the side of the road.
They all have those little parking, just some parking lots randomly scattered across the city. But those spots
it's not
are
worthy.
So tight,
it's
you
not
can't
worthy.
Get into those things. It's not worthy.
Yeah, I see. Santa Fe has a good job at having parking lots around. I see them every once in a while, but I can't even imagine. Why would you even own a car in San Francisco? You had the buses and the BART system. I would just be riding my bike if I lived there. It's just too stressful.
Yeah, you got a point, you know. But I guess for them, they just have to get across town because it's a pretty big city. You know,
it's,
if you have to get across it to go
compared
anywhere.
Compared to some,
though,
it's a pretty small, compact city.
Comparatively,
I mean, for people
but
like me who is from L.A.
Yeah, you're from L.A.
It's just a sprawling suburb that you can never get across. It would take a day to get across L.A.
Yeah.
Just because of traffic and everything. SF is one of the more compact cities I've ever been in. I feel like I know the city, and I've only been there several times.
Well, for me, because I'm from this area, you know, I've lived here my whole life. I live in Petaluma, a small little town where it took me 15 minutes to get across town. Mm-hmm. So for me, San Francisco, getting across town would be a lot.
It's really big.
But coming from where I do, it's a really tiny town. So.
True. I get that. Yeah. But I'm...
Yeah.
Specifically looking to live there maybe in the future.
Just
getting an apartment, but
they're expensive.
They are expensive, and if I'm going to be dropping that all on rent, I'm going to be taking the bus because there's no way I'm paying for a car at the same time.
Gas is
paying for gasoline. I mean,
everything.
I would have a car kind of just in the garage or something for when I want to get out of the city.
Yeah.
But for getting around, I'm taking the bus. I'm taking the BART depending on where I'm in.
That's smart.
Because I have been taking it recently.
Yeah.
Any suggestions for people listening to? Sorry if we've gotten a little off track, but if you are getting in the city, you take your family in, make sure you have those bus routes figured out.
Yeah.
Because they go all over the place. Use Google Maps. It helps a lot. I was sitting there figuring out the bus routes by looking at the map on the bus stop, when in reality you can put it into Google Maps and it can tell you every bus you need to take and get you a good time estimate and how where your destination is how, in relationship to your location, everything you need to do to get there. So it works well.
Yeah, you know, it's good. Just remember, Ferry Terminal 2 takes you right where you want to be. If that's
Union Square.
Another route, yeah.
Yeah, or by Union Square.
Yeah.
Drops so you off at Market Street.
It's a pretty good area to be dropped off of as
the
well.
Touristy area. They're all kind of down by Fisherman's Wharf along that
area.
Yeah,
Fisherman's Wharf is pretty big.
That's what makes it really crowded.
Yeah.
I know that people from SF really don't like tourists.
Yeah, so. Not really.
Yeah. So be wary. But don't go to Fisherman's Wharf because that's the classical stuff. You want to get out. You want to see more fun things.
No, yeah. Check out other stuff. There's a lot of stuff to do in San Francisco that's not just Fisherman's Wharf. There's plenty of things to do.
And from there, I want to revert a little bit to studying. We got a little off track, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how to do a good project. And the things that go into making a good project. Whether it's my personal favorite is using Google Sheets, Google Docs, using those writing softwares because it's all interconnected.
Yeah.
And Google Slides if you're doing, say, a presentation, which I've done a couple for communications I want to talk about. So I'm going to go specifically just into the presentation part. Google Slides is the best thing that you can use.
Definitely. That's
just
what I use.
It's all connected. It works so well. I had to do a speech for my professor I talked about earlier, Brad.
Yeah.
And go up and have that just on the board there
mm.
with the projector screen. And played that for the people, gave my speech. And it really helps just for getting ready for the job world as well.
Yeah.
It was funny. I had this fantasy of just being in front of a business meeting table and clicking through this business slide and telling them about sales and marketing and advertisers because that's what our presentation was on. And I did mine on the marketing and sales of Nutella because it's a very delicious food.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that. A little bit of that presentation. You
and
were doing
just,
that.
Yeah, about the focal points and what it takes to sell this product. And I thought, wow, this is exactly what they're doing in jobs, except we're just not in suits.
And pretty much, yeah.
Just at a business meeting.
You know, and that's the good thing about college, too, and some professors, to get you that experience. If you are going to go into that line of work, it's a good thing to do before you get into the workforce. Do it in college.
Getting that in college
you know,
experience,
and you'll
which
already
you can only
know.
Get here at Dominican University.
Yeah.
I've started to learn that more and more. I didn't realize how much of a benefit it was going to such a small school that gave you all these opportunities and gave you these real-world experiences. I learned a little bit about Stanford's dark side from one of my professors about just how overpriced everything is there.
Yeah.
Getting normal little things as a student is so overpriced.
Yeah, Stanford's pretty expensive.
They use their name to overprice things for their medical fields. And
oh, yeah.
You know, I was appalled, really, that a school can get away with that. But it's the name. It's the name that that they're using to their advantage.
Once they put Stanford on it, price goes up tenfold.
That's what I'm saying. They had cans of food that you could get at a store here for $2. They put Stanford's brand on it, $36.
Wow.
For the same food.
That's not even worth it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless you want to be in the worst debt of your life after going to the school. I mean, you
pretty
got the
much.
Name.
I mean, yeah. You'd be like, oh, great, you went to Stanford, and you're also broke.
I saw a funny picture. It was a guy who took a selfie with his graduating college class.
Oh, yeah.
And the selfie wrote, the amount of debt in this room is unprecedented.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that.
There's more debt in this room than bachelor's degrees or something like that.
Yeah.
That cracked me up. That's kind of the reality of what we're doing right now.
Pretty much.
And talking a little bit about colleges and trying to reduce the price, Bernie Sanders is speaking here December 2nd.
He is?
I got my tickets for that.
I tried.
They were sold out the first day.
They were sold out. I was very upset, but it's okay.
Do you think he could have beat Donald Trump? Or had a better chance than Hillary Clinton?
I think so.
I think
too. Bernie would have had a much better shot than Hillary did.
I think he
did.
Was winning
just
the whole time, but it's a conspiracy because the email links and how the superdelegates were against him from the beginning.
Yeah, it's just because Hillary had all of the problems with her email scandal and everything else. Bernie really didn't have any of that backstory, you know? He didn't
have
any
problems.
Bernie voted
no on the Iraq war. He's kind of been the same platform. He was one of the first politicians that I've seen who had one of the stronger records, running records of not flip-flopping policies that I've seen.
No, he's been pretty true to what he's thought for
It does
as long
bum
as I
me out
remember.
That he wasn't able to win.
Yeah.
All of that was just weird for me. It surprised me how he didn't even talk about the emails.
Yeah.
He never even mentioned them. He saw them. I know he saw them.
Mm-hmm.
The exact email saying, demonize Bernie supporters and take away his delegates, do this, do that. It's all attacking him, and he goes on to a podium the next day and says nothing about it. What's going on behind the screen, you know, behind the curtains?
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's wasn't important to him. You know, he focused more on the actual pertinent stuff of politics and what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which is nice to see someone actually talking about what they want to achieve.
That makes me think about what a good candidate he would have been. He didn't fall for all the personal attacks that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump had fallen for.
He didn't get sucked into all of that bickering that they did.
It would have been interesting to see him on the debate stage, too.
I would have liked to see that. You know, I would have liked to see a debate from him and what he had to say. Because it would be very different if he were on the debate stage as opposed to Hillary.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot different.
I think he would have won, to be honest. Now thinking about it, I definitely would have voted for him. I had a hard time. Like I said on the earlier shows, I voted for Jill Stein because I couldn't vote
I did
for
the same
either
thing.
Candidate.
I voted for Jill Stein as well.
And it was just too hard for me to figure it out, really. And some people get mad about that. They say, well, you threw your vote away. You pretty much voted. If you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, you voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. I was like, no, it's not like that. It's not like that at all.
Especially when you're in California and it's a landslide.
Yeah.
Democratic victory.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a Democratic victory.
You know that.
If they wanted to make a difference, you could have flown to Florida or Ohio or one of the swing states. Those were close.
Yeah, they were
Florida
close.
Florida was a difference of, I don't know, 10,000 to 100,000 votes or something along those lines. That could have made a difference.
Yeah.
There's 35 million people in California along those lines.
Yeah.
100,000 out of that? It's a small percent that just need to go to Florida and vote. I wonder if people did do that. I haven't heard about that, but that's how you swing an election.
Yeah, definitely.
That's how you make a difference. It's an interesting thing to think about. So at this time, we're going to take our second break, come back to you with a little bit of conclusion, summary on all the shows that I've done, and leave you with a song. This is Study Time with DJ KP, Matt on the mic, at radio.dominican.edu. It's 6:43 p.m.
You eyeing me, it was plain to see. Seven was a married man, said you were 23. Don't make me do wrong, baby. Don't make me do wrong.
Don't you know you can play the game? Things will never be the same.
No.
Don't you know you can play the game?
Don't you know? I've always been a faithful man till you came along.
DJ KP, back on the mic, at 6:47 p.m. This is study time at radio.dominican.edu with my guest Matt. If you're just tuning in, we talked a little bit today about my ideas for maybe a next radio show in the RV with DJ KP. Talking about surfing, swells, forecast, surfing in NorCal in the bay. We talked a little bit about the fire trail, more stress relievers, some places that you can go, and I wanted to just kind of end with one last stress reliever, which is something that kind of pertains to winter break, and that'll be skiing in or snowboarding in a designated area that's close to your location, and specifically for us, that would be Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And you're kind of the expert on this area.
Yeah. You know, Lake Tahoe is just a pretty relaxing place for me personally in general. You know, if you haven't been there yet, definitely get up there. The slopes are pretty great up there, I would have
pristine.
To say. They're really nice. Yeah, yeah.
Would say they are pristine.
Oh, they are pristine, Kevin. That's a great word. Thank you.
The snow's really good and
yeah. You know,
you
it's
can just
soft.
Slice through it with your yeah. skis or snowboard.
It's good, you know, and it's not some obviously if you've skied or snowboarded before, they have the black diamond slopes for you.
Yeah.
But they also have the easier slopes if you are
for
a beginner.
For me.
Same as me. I don't go on some crazy black diamond with weaving in and out of trees or going backwards or anything. That's not what I'm doing. So, you know, they have all level of slopes, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually pretty nice. And I don't think the prices are too crazy up
no,
there.
It's
I can't remember.
Cheap.
What they
I know
are.
That,
they're not that bad.
Season passes are probably usually $200, but that
yeah.
includes parking. If you're really hardcore and you're really into it, you can
yeah.
go with the pass, but I don't think a
you
day
know,
pass
then they
is
have
too
the
much.
All day pass, and it's not that
yeah.
bad.
And riding the ski lifts is pretty fun.
For sure.
I was scared of heights. I was really nervous to ride
oh, really?
One of those when I first got on it.
Okay.
They went really high up, and
yeah.
there's no safety belt or anything.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting at the top of this ginormous ski lift, and I'm scared of heights. I'm trying not to look down. My feet's just dangling. I have a weight attached to my feet.
Yeah.
You know? That was frightening for me.
Definitely.
But once I got to the top, I got to ride all the way back down, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk all the way up.
For
that
sure.
would ruin the ski and snowboarding industry if they didn't have that.
Yeah, it really would. Yeah. So, and also if you're not into skiing and snowboarding, that's really not your scene. If you go to Truckee, that's the town that I'm building in at the moment.
You have
a house up in there. Yeah, we're building up in Truckee. So if you go to Truckee and you're not into skiing, like I said, that's actually a really nice little town. They have shops all over, really good restaurants. So definitely check out that little town as well. Truckee has a lot of good stuff that's fun. They have
grocery stores.
Like here, they have a farmer's market every
okay.
week too.
How many
up
people
there?
Live up there? Because I didn't think
you know,
Lake Tahoe had that many people.
It's not that much. Most of them are vacation homes too.
Yeah.
Like the place I'm
some
in.
Some people do live there though. And they have
some
a college
people
up
do.
There. It's a
they do.
University of
University
Sierra
University of
Sierra Nevada, right?
Oh, they have University of Nevada, Reno as well.
Okay.
That's farther. That's actually in Nevada.
We
but I almost went to that school.
Really?
I applied there and took a tour of it and everything and thought about going there.
It's a great location.
It really is.
So you know. What drew you more to Dominican as opposed to that school?
I liked how Dominican was a smaller school. Like we've talked about, you know, you can get that one-on-one attention
mm-hmm.
and more opportunities.
Job
for you know more job opportunities because Dominican has so many connections with so many different outlets of
yeah.
different types of jobs, whatever you want to do. Like I've already talked with my advisor about how I want to possibly teach in the future, and he's already said, oh yeah, we have partnerships with these high schools in the area.
Yeah.
And you can come teach because I'll be getting my master's here, like I've talked
so
about before.
Santa Fe High
yeah
School,
Santa Fe
all
High
ones.
And
okay.
all the ones in this area. And he also offered me while I'm getting my master's degree here that I could teach big history with him and help
wow.
him out.
As an assistant?
Yeah, as an assistant. So at that time, I'll be 22 or 3
is
years old.
Is your goal to get to professor level?
I was going to go for high school.
High school teaching?
High school teaching level. That was going to be what I was shooting for,
mm-hmm.
most likely.
That's good.
So,
that's some of the perks of just being at Dominican.
Yeah.
If any prospective students are listening in who are stuck between a choice that Matt was, take those words to heart.
Yeah.
You are probably going to be hooked up with a job here.
Yeah, most you definitely are. Will be. And like we've talked about before on the show, the teachers really, really care about you here and want you to succeed. Want to see you succeed.
Just like definitely. How my teacher was pulling me, and they're not forcing me to go there, but I was able to go on my own and get that help that I needed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it took me a while to decide where I wanted to really for sure go to college, and I was really just torn between a bunch of different places, and I toured Dominican twice, actually. The first time I came on a tour, I didn't want anything to do with the school.
Really?
And the second time I came, I just fell in love with it.
What happened on the first tour? Because I fell in love with the first tour. I took 5 tours.
Yeah.
What happened on the first? Yeah, 5 of here.
Okay.
After I went to UC Santa Cruz, I didn't like it. Yeah. Came up here, I didn't even want to get out of the car because I hadn't heard of the school because I was from SoCal.
The first tour, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what it was. I didn't really feel a connection with this school at all, but I hadn't felt one with any school, really. I had toured several schools all in the area, you know, Nevada, Reno, St. Mary's, what have you, Sonoma State, here. And I remember telling my parents a month before the decision time, I remember telling them I had no idea what I want to do. I haven't felt any special connection or any really good feeling about any of these schools. So, you know, and I started touring them again. I went back to my top 3, St. Mary's, Sonoma State, and here. And I went back to all of them, and just the second time, I don't know what was different. Maybe it was that I was, as weird as this may sound, on my own without my parents, just meeting other students.
Yeah.
And
it was one of the most welcoming campuses. I felt really
good. Yeah, I was really welcomed here the second time I came back, definitely. I remember people would just call me over who had no idea who I was that were going here previously. Some seniors last year called me over and invited me just to talk to them and play in their volleyball game on the lawn, on the library lawn.
Because they want you to come here. It's not a competition thing.
Yeah.
When I went to UC Santa Cruz, it felt like a competition.
Yeah.
I felt that they didn't want me there because I'm taking up more space. I'm filling up this school that's already crowded and beyond capacity. Here, I felt like they needed, not so much needed students, but they wanted.
Yeah, they wanted you to be here with them. You know, they want to get to know you. You know, and I had a lot of that here on my second tour. One of the people giving the tours actually came over to me and asked, you know, what do you think? And I said, I'm really not sure. I'm not sold on this school yet, and I'm not sold on any school. And he sat down with me for at least 45 minutes and answered every question I had and really tried to sell me on coming here and how much he loved it, you know?
Wow.
So that was a lot of the big reasons. Everybody just was so nice and friendly and welcomed me over to everything they were doing, even though I was just some high school kid and they were seniors here at Dominican.
They put all that effort into you.
You know, they really put a lot of effort into me, and they had no idea who I was.
Yeah, I didn't get same story with me. I got that a lot from this school too, as opposed to I went to Sonoma as well.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it there. I felt nothing there.
It seemed really
the Greek life's too much for me.
I agree,
there.
You know.
It's definitely just, it wants to be a ASU, it wants to be a party school.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen
for
them.
But it's just, it's not. It's really not.
The only perk they had was the dorms.
Yeah, I mean, they're really nice.
Their
dorms
really
are
nice
really
dorms.
Nice
we'll
dorms.
Give them that. But
you know,
on a side note, they found a body there. So,
true.
Bye, Sonoma.
they did do that. That's pretty crazy.
I can't even imagine if they found a body at Dominican, which would never happen. But I'm just saying,
but
at Sonoma, that was pretty shocking.
Yeah. That school's just had to be in inner turmoil when they found that.
Yeah, I would be frightened.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be leaving my dorm, and that's bad rep to have on you.
On your campus.
And it's not as close to SF.
Yeah.
Try not to dog too much on Sonoma, but I had friends who went there and were telling people they're going to SF. I said, I'm barely going to SF. I'm probably, what are we, 15 minutes away?
Yeah.
And I barely can say, I'm in the North Bay, I'm kind of in SF. They're saying they're in SF. Sonoma's way out there. Sonoma is a good, I don't know, 40 minutes up the road?
Yep. About that.
So that's an hour away from San Francisco once you add
it. Yeah, it's an hour away.
An hour away. That's not really.
At least an hour.
It's not close to Sacramento, is it? It's kind of just like north. It's not really that way.
Yeah, it's north from here.
Okay.
It's past my hometown, past Petaluma.
Petaluma. Wow.
So Petaluma's 30 minutes from Dominican, and it's even past that by another 15, 20 minutes. So.
So at this time, at this time, we're going to be wrapping up the show. It's 6:57 p.m. I'm not sure if DJ 1UP is on tonight at 7, but I'm still going to give him a shout out to make sure you stay and listen to him, as I always do. I hope you've enjoyed my previous shows of Study Time with your host, DJ KP, live every Tuesday, 6 to 7. And the other hosts that have been on, shout-outs to DJ LV, Brian, and Matt. We hope you've all gained something from the show and got good study tips, good stress relievers, cool, quirky places to go, donuts, one of my favorite parts of the show.
Yeah.
I was talking about those donuts.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
We hope you
Cronuts,
got,
right?
Cronuts, yeah. Yeah. We hope you all got some insight into the elections and just ideas to get off campus and not get stuck down so much, because life is about living and having adventures and not doing homework all the time and studying all the time. As contrary to the name, Study Time. It should really be Adventure Time. Just kidding. That's copyright infringement.
Yeah, well, we can't do that here.
Yeah. Well, we hope you've all enjoyed it. I'm going to sign off now. It's 6:58 p.m. Make sure that DJ 1UP has time to set up. Hope you've all enjoyed this past semester of spending your evenings with me. And I hope you've all gained something from it. Matt, anything last words?
Just want to say thank you, Kevin, for always having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. Hope I get to do it again next semester. If you do have a show, bring me back on, man.
If I am on next semester, it'll be in the RV with DJ KP. Look out for that.
Maybe we'll hear more of Matt on the mic. Who knows?
Yep. Well, that's pretty much it.
All right.
This has been Study Time with DJ KP at radio.dominican.edu. We hope you've all enjoyed the show. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Who says you can't be in movies? Listen to me, listen to me. Who says you don't pass the test? Who says you can't be the best? Who said, who said? Would you tell me who said that?
Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Penguin Radio started in the year 2000 and has been broadcasting 24/7 for 13 years? Penguin Radio has been ranked top 20 in the nation among online college radio. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll never be royal.